Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into cubbyholes, with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm just going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and it coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. So its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. So tonight we're traveling back to the year 1983, and we're going to start off with our first set of songs featuring artists that come across the pond from over in England, and we're going to start with an artist named Martin Briley. Now, he was a British musician who had some success doing session work and guitar work and stuff for a lot of amazing musicians, and then he started doing some solo work, and by 1983 he was putting out his second album called One Night with a Stranger on Mercury Records, and it's catalog 83-118. The album itself went to number 55 here in the United States, and the single I'm about to play for you, The Salt in My Tears, went all the way up to number 36 on the U.S. Hot 100. So here is Martin Briley right now with The Salt in My Tears, right now on Random Draw.
My grandma and your grandma sitting by the fire. My grandma said to your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about henna, henna, waka waka wane. Check him off in our anane. Check him off in our neck. Look at my king all dressed in red. Waka waka wane. Bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Check him off in our neck. Talking about henna. Check him off, you know, I'm not ready. Check him off, you know, I'm not ready. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy said to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talk about hey now, hey now, hey now. I go, I'm not. Check him off, you know, I'm not ready. Check him off, you know, I'm not ready. Check him off, you know, I'm not.
Still recall when the skin is was lost, am I the worthy cause? Will I still be soiled when the dirt is on?
And the Bunnymen with the Cutter right there. Before that, we heard the Bell Stars and their cover of the song Ico Ico. And we started off the show today with Martin Briley and his single The Salt in My Tears. Again, all three British acts right there we heard to start the show. Now, the Bell Stars were an all-female band and who were releasing an album, their self-titled debut, The Bell Stars, in 1983. It's catalog number 83-268 here at WTBR, and that was on Stiff Records. And the album went to number 15 in the UK and only hit number 191 here in the US. Again, you know, go figure, that's how the US usually works when it comes to hot British acts like that. Now, the song in 1983 didn't go very far here in the U.S., but a few years later it was featured in the movie Rain Man, and then out of that movie appearance, the song came back on the U.S. charts and went all the way up to number 14. So there you go. It just takes us 6 years sometimes to catch up to the Britishness of these bands. So again, that was the Bell Star and their song Ico Ico. And we ended up that set with Echo and the Buddy Man and their song The Cutter. Now, Echo and the Bunnymen were a British group out of Liverpool who were putting out their third album, Porcupine, on Sire Records over here in the U.S. And the album went to number 2 over in the U.K., and that single went all the way up to number 8 over there. That was sort of their breakthrough hit for them over in the U.K. Now, over here, we may have heard songs like Lips Like Sugar, or there's a couple of one, Here Come, Wait for the Dancing Horses, that kind of song. a lot of songs like that that, you know, on college radio, you probably heard a lot, but certainly weren't making the big dents in pop radio over here during the early 80s. But again, one of those great bands. If you ever get a chance to look back and listen to some of their albums, and especially like if you find a nice greatest hits album of theirs, can't go wrong with some of that stuff from Echo and the Bunnymen. All right, so we're going to turn from British and we're going to keep going more into Europe. We're going to go over to Switzerland and we're going to listen to a group next from that I just learned before the show even came from Switzerland, and that's a hard rocking group called Crocus. I wouldn't have guessed they were from Switzerland, but they are a Swiss band, and they were in 1983. They were putting out an album of theirs, and it was called Headhunter, and it was on Arista Records over here in the States, catalog number 83-232. On this album had the track called Screaming in the Night, which was one of their biggest hits. It's a little long, so we're not going to play it for you on this show. What we are going to play for you, though, is they tended to like to do like covers of some hard rocking tunes that were famous over here in North America. So we're going to play a cover of a Bachman-Turner Overdrive song that Crocus did. So it's a Swiss group covering a Canadian group here on the show right now. We're going to play the song called Stayed Awake All Night. So here is Crocus right now with Stayed Awake All Night right now on Random Draw.
not the same when I look in her eyes. The magic's not there. And when I look, I realize what we could have shared. I'm always gonna love you. This love is forever. I'm always gonna want you. I don't think I could ever just forget the love we had. It's not the same when she's here in my arms, or the smile on her face. And even though with all of her charms, she can't take your place. I'm always gonna love you. Love is forever. I'm always gonna want you. Not the same when I look in her eyes. The magic's not there. And when I look, I realize what we could have shared. I'm always gonna love you. This love is forever.
Gary Moore with I'm Always Gonna Love You. And before that, we heard the Stompers with Never Tell an Angel When Your Heart's on Fire. That last part was in parentheses. And then we opened up this set with Crocus and their cover of the BTO song Stayed Awake All Night. I gotta love Crocus. All right, so the Stompers that I played for you with their song Never Tell an Angel, they're actually a Boston band who played their first gig in Beverly, Massachusetts, as a matter of fact. In 1983, they were putting out their self-titled debut album, The Stompers, on Boardwalk Records, catalog number 83-196 here at WTBR. Boardwalk Records is kind of funny. It's one of those, if you know anything about the history of music, one of the famous labels of the late 70s was Casablanca and the founder, Neil Bogart. And he had Donna Summer and Kiss and stuff. And then I think that basically the album blew up in a mound of cocaine and debt. And so when that label went away, Neil Bogart formed another label called Boardwalk Records. And then this was one of the first groups that he signed out of that. And then he passed away and yada, yada, yada. So they never really made another album for Boardwalk Records after this because the label stopped working. But the Stompers still come back every now and then and play in Boston. And that was their sort of one big single they had on the charts. And as a matter of fact, I think it reached all the way up to number 88 in July of 1983 in the Billboard Hot 100. So that's the Massachusetts-owned Stompers with Never Tell an Angel, parentheses that your heart's on fire. Okay, so we've closed up that set with Gary Moore. And he is a Irish guitar player, guitar virtuoso, if you will. And he was putting out an album, his second studio album in 1983 called Corridors of Power on Mirage Records, catalog number 83-151 here at WTBR. Gary Moore is kind of famous for always being around and playing really influential blues guitar in the 60s and 70s. He was in Thin Lizzy for a little bit. He had a hit in like 1990 with a song, what was that song? How Blue Can I Get? Or no, Still Got the Blues, I think was the name of the song. And, so that, you know, that was sort of his big fame. And then he passed away shortly after that. But this album in 1983, Corridors of Power, had a couple all-stars playing on it and a couple friends of his. You had Neil Murray on bass. Neil Murray was a longtime member of Whitesnake and played on their 87 huge Whitesnake album. And the drummer was Ian Pace, who is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Deep Purple, but he also played with Whitesnake. And they both played on Gary Moore's album and sort of joined his band for a little bit around this era and toured with him and stuff. So that was Gary Moore with Always Gonna Love You. All right, we're going to take a short break right now here on Random Draw. We'll be back in just a couple moments to hear some more great random music from the year 1983. So stay tuned.
Oh, yes! 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
Every Sunday night at 10 p.m., something strange happens to the airwaves of WTBR-FM. It's called The Mix. It is an experience like no other on this part of the planet. Witness a collection of fresh and classic beats that are guaranteed to make you move. The best part is, it is mixed completely live, uncut, unedited. So, for an exciting end to the weekend, tune your radio to WTBR-FM Sunday nights from 10 to midnight for The Mix.
Support for WTBR comes from Tim's Lawn Care. It's almost time for fall cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care also could take care of your landscaping and fall lawn care needs. Also, ask about commercial and residential snow plowing for the winter. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass, now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
Some news outlets tell you what to believe, and they limit your access to the whole story. Some of them are just plain ugly and mean. Social media is filled with rumors, misinformation, personal attacks. Where locally can you get the whole story, unfiltered, so that you can make informed decisions at the ballot box? There's really only one place. It's on PCTV. On cable, on the PCTV Select app, and at pittsfieldtv.org. The whole story since 1986. PCTV. See it all and decide for yourself.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
WTBR.
Yeah, okay, we are back here on Random Draw. Now, as that PSA just said a little while ago, remember to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google, Apple Music, Amazon, yada, yada, yada. You can also visit the station's website for more information at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, get a full schedule of all of our great programming, download all those great podcasts, and there's even a donate button at the top of the screen, and we'd be more than appreciative of anything you could put inside the little donation box for us to keep the records playing and the lights on here at the station. All right, we're going to go from rock to a little poppier tunes now. We're going to listen to a nice synth-pop band from 1983 called Q-Feel. And Q-Feel basically had one big hit, and it was a song we're going to play for you right now called Dancing in Heaven, Orbital Bebop. This group, Q-Feel, was like a two-piece band, and the main singer was a guy by the name of Martin Page, who in 1994 had a hit of his own called In the House of Stone and Light. But in the 80s, he was more known after Q-Feel, because that didn't last very long. But after that, he got together with Bernie Taupin and started writing songs together. And, you know, they wrote such songs as These Dreams by Heart, King of Wishful Thinking by Go West, and the classic We Built This City by Starship. That was Martin Page. So here's his first foray into music. This is Q-Feel with their song Dancing in Heaven. Now, he pulled this record off of a compilation disc called Current Events, Arista's Guide to New Rock, and it's a little Arista compilation featuring sort of their new wavy stuff, featuring groups Ministry, Thompson Twins, Heaven 17, the members Q-Feel and Alex Call. And so here we go. This is Q-Feel with Dancing in Heaven, Orbital Bebop, right now on Random Draw.
Slow, slow, quick, slow. Countdown, let's get to the flight time. Nine stars,
Do You Want to Hold Me? That was Bow Wow Wow. Before that, we heard Bananarama with Shy Boy. And we started off that set of popular tunes with Q-Feel and their song Dancing in Heaven, Orbital Bebop. That song, if you ever get a chance, was featured in a movie in 1985 called Girls Just Want to Have Fun, starring a young Sarah Jessica Parker who was trying to sneak her way onto a dance show like American Bandstand with the help of her friend, played by Helen Hunt, as she outsmarts her wicked stepfather and her younger sister, played by Shannon Doherty. So there you go. Check that movie out if you can. All right, Bananarama, a British group who in 1983 were basically putting out their first big album, album called Deep Sea Skiving, and it was on London Records here in the States. Went to number 7 over in the UK as an album, went to number 63 here in the US, and that was a song called Shy Boy, and it was a fairly big hit for them over in the UK. Hit number 4 over on the UK charts, and over here in America it hit number 83 on the Hot 100, but it did better on the dance charts. It hit number 14. Bananarama, it's funny enough, had 10 top 10 hits over in the UK. Never had a number one. In the US, they had a number one with Venus in 1986. So there you go. That was Bananarama with Shy Boy. And after that, we played for you a little Bow Wow Wow and their song, Do You Want to Hold Me, from their second album, When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Get Going. And that's on RCA Records catalog number 83-256. It was their second and final album of the band. They're mainly known for, I think, one song, I Want Candy. And so they only released two albums over here. One called Sea Jungle, Go Join Your Gang, Yeah, City All Over, Go Ape Crazy. And of course, the second album, which was, I just told you, When the Going Gets Tough, the Tough Get Going. So that single that I played for you was Do You Want to Hold Me? And again, it hit number 47 in the UK, and that was their last charting single. So there you go. That was Bow Wow Wow with Do You Want to Hold Me? All right, we've got time for a few more tracks, and we're going to open it up. We're going to play some bands like we sometimes do. We're going to play with some bands that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We just happen to be able to pull out a bunch of those. And we're going to play one for you right now, and that's Cheap Trick, who in 1983 were appearing on the soundtrack to the movie Spring Break. Now, again, I don't know a darn thing about the movie Spring Break. Never heard of it. I'm guessing it's about a bunch of guys down in Spring Break trying to get with women. So I'm just guessing at the plot point there. But Cheap Trick in 1983 weren't exactly at their high point. They were coming off of their huge high of Dream Police and all those other, you know, Live at Budokan stuff, and they hadn't quite reached the next peak in the late 80s of The Flame and Can't Help Falling in Love, that sort of stuff. So here you go. This is Cheap Trick with the title track Spring Break from the soundtrack of the movie Spring Break, right now on Random Draw. We'll be right back.
project my world at night. To a place in the past we've been cast out of. Now we're back in the fight. We're back on the train. Control. The phone, TV, and the news of the world. Got in the house like a pigeon from hell. Through sand in our eyes and descended like flies. Put us back on the train.
right, The Who with Won't Get Fooled Again right there. That was the edited version, of course. What a sonic atrocity that is. And before that, we heard The Pretenders with Back on the Chain Gang, and we started off that set of music from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers with Spring Break by Cheap Trick. Now, that Pretenders track, Back on the Chain Gang, was actually a single in 1982 that went all the way up to number 5 for them, was their biggest hit of their career. So it was a single only, then it appeared on the soundtrack album to The King of Comedy in 1983, and that's where we pulled it from. And that's catalog number 83-138 here at WTBR and Warner Brothers Records, the Martin Scorsese film starring Robert De Niro, and I always call it as like the prequel to The Joker kind of things. So that's Back in the Chain Gang by The Pretenders. And of course, we finished off the show today with The Who and their song Won't Get Fooled Again. Which, of course, did not come out in 1983. It actually came out in 1971. But in 1983, MCA Records was putting out a compilation album called The Who's Greatest Hits. And we have it here at WTBR as catalog number 83-205. Features like 14 songs on an album. So sonically, it may not be the best sounding album either. But there you go. And then they put the edited version of Won't Get Fooled Again on it. So, you know, just to add a little insult to injury of making it. There you go. You get the night, instead of like 8 minutes of song, you get 340 of a track. So there you go, Won't Get Fooled Again, which is originally on the Who's Next album by The Who from 1971. But there you go, off of 1983's Who's Greatest Hits. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet, and we will see you later.